for the hay and the corn and the wheat that is reaped, for the labor well done and the barns that are heaped, for the sun and the dew and the sweet honeycomb, for the rose and the song and the harvest brought home, thanksgiving, thanksgiving, for the trade and the skill and the wealth in our land, for the cunning and strength of the working man's hand, for the good that our artists and poets have taught, for the friendship that hope and affection have brought, thanksgiving, thanksgiving, for the homes that with purest affection are blessed, for the season of plenty and well-deserved rest, for our country extending from sea unto sea, the land that is known as the land of the free, thanksgiving, thanksgiving.
America's Thanksgiving. On November 23, 1944, a few days before America's Thanksgiving holiday, Churchill addresses a concert audience at the Royal Albert Hall. He foresees a time when America's special day of Thanksgiving soon will be celebrated worldwide by people free from the fear of German world domination.
We have come here tonight to add our celebration to those which are going forward all over the world, wherever Allied troops are fighting, in bivouacs and dugouts, on battlefields, on the high seas and in the highest air. Always this annual festival has been dear to the hearts of the American people. Always there has been that desire for thanksgiving, and never, I think, has there been more justification, more compulsive need than now. It is your day of thanksgiving, and when we feel the truth of the facts which are before us, that in 3 or 4 years the peaceful, peace-loving people of the United States, with all the variety and freedom of their life, in such contrast to the iron discipline which has governed many other communities, when we see that in 3 or 4 years the United States has in sober fact become the greatest military, naval, and air power in the world, that, I say to you, in this time of war, is in itself a subject for profound thanksgiving. But there is a greater Thanksgiving Day which still shines ahead, which beckons the bold and the loyal and the warm-hearted. And that is when this union of action, which has been forced upon us by wars against tyranny, which we have maintained during those dark and fearful days, shall become a lasting union of sympathy and feeling and loyalty and hope between all the British and American peoples, wherever they may dwell. Then, then indeed, there will be a day of thanksgiving, and one in which all the world will share.